Hey there, wonderful parents. It's Kathy here, your self-esteem booster and host on the Parenting Youngsters podcast. I'm on a mission to help you reach your full potential and create a nurturing and safe family environment. I'm not here to beat you up for your past parenting indiscretions or mistakes, but instead to focus on three critical pillars that I learned from being a parent and grandparent that turned myself and my family life around. My three pillars are assertive communication, conflict resolution, and those all-important healthy boundaries, all leading to raising self-esteem in your children and yourself. So let's get started. Here's a personal story about my parenting journey. My 9-year-old son came home from school one day, very quiet and reserved. I realized something was up and started hounding him with questions. What happened? Are you all right? What did you do? I didn't think about what my son wanted at that moment. I wanted answers. Instead, he withdrew to his room and I didn't see him again until dinner. Boy, did I have a lesson to learn. Parenting is indeed a continuous journey of self-discovery and connection. As we explore today's topic of assertive communication, you'll learn how small steps can lead to profound rewards for you and your children. So grab your favorite beverage, find a comfy spot, and let's embark on this parenting journey together. This is Parenting Youngsters, where every episode brings you closer to building self-esteem and stronger, more meaningful relationships with your children. Assertive communication is a skill that can significantly build strong connections with your children, regardless of age. Today, I'm delving deeper into the concept of assertive communication and providing practical examples to help you master this essential skill. This topic reminds me of a quote by Stephen R. Covey. Most people do not listen with the intent to understand. They listen with the intent to reply. So what is assertive communication? Assertive communication goes beyond simply hearing words. It involves being fully present and engaged in your child's communication. Here is an example of what I mean. Imagine your 5-year-old has just finished an art activity at preschool, and instead of the usual question like, "What did you make today?" use assertive communication by sitting down beside them, showing genuine interest and saying, "I can see you spent a lot of time on your artwork. Tell me, what inspired you?" Or you could say, "Why did you choose those colors?" This approach invites the child to share their creative process and feelings, fostering a more profound connection through attentive engagement. So what can assertive communication do for you? Well, it can build trust and connection. Trust is established when you choose your words wisely and set clear expectations. Children who feel heard and understood are likelier to confide in their parents, strengthening a solid emotional connection. It also helps to develop emotional intelligence. Assertive communication encourages children to express their emotions in an appropriate way. Expressing emotion nurtures the development of emotional intelligence, enabling your child to understand and manage their feelings as they grow. Assertive communication contributes to problem solving. Open communication provides a platform for mutual problem solving. When faced with challenges, families can work together to find solutions, teaching children valuable lessons for handling difficulties in their own lives. It also increases positive self-image. Your words can shape your child's self-perception. Supportive reinforcement and encouraging language contribute to developing confidence and self-esteem in your child. Assertive communication also respects boundaries. Clear communication about expectation and boundaries helps your children understand the reasons behind rules. Clear communication promotes a sense of responsibility and respect for boundaries at home and in their interactions. So how can you use assertive communication in your daily life with your children? Here are three core strategies. Number one is active listening. Active listening is the foundation for meaningful communication. This skill is vital in understanding what your child says by acknowledging their emotions and creating a safe space to express themselves. When dealing with your toddler or preschooler, they commonly struggle to express their feelings. Tune in not just to their words, but also pay attention to their body language and their emotions. For instance, if your toddler is upset because they can't find their favorite toy, get down to their level and express empathy. You could say, "I see you're sad, Tommy, because you can't find your toy. How about we look for it together?" This communicates understanding and fosters a sense of security. Or with your teenager, active listening becomes even more critical. Adolescents are feeling various emotions, and as a parent, it's crucial to offer a non-judgmental space for them to express themselves. Imagine your teenager comes home visibly upset like my son did. Instead of bombarding them with questions or advice, start with a simple, "I'm here for you. When you're ready, I'd love to hear what happened." This is how I should have handled the situation with my son. This approach conveys support and respect for their autonomy. The second core strategy is to choose your words wisely. As mentioned before, the words you choose as parent impact your child's self-esteem and overall emotional well-being. Praise, encouragement, and clear, concise language create an environment where open communication flourishes. Let's consider a scenario where your child proudly presents a drawing they've created. While it's tempting to immediately notice and comment on any flaws, the power of encouragement lies in pointing out the great aspects first. "I love the vibrant colors you chose, and your creativity shines through. Tell me more about your inspiration." This fosters a sense of pride and boosts their confidence. However, assertive communication goes beyond just praising accomplishments. It also involves framing constructive feedback in a way that nurtures growth. Suppose your 14-year-old brings home a test with a lower grade than expected. Instead of focusing solely on the grade, try saying, "I can see you put effort into studying. Let's work together to understand what we can do differently the next time." This approach encourages problem-solving skills and empowers your child to handle other challenges. And the third core strategy is set clear expectations and boundaries. Youngsters thrive when they have a clear understanding of expectation and boundaries. Clear boundaries provide them with a sense of security and help them internalize values and understanding the reasoning behind rules. For younger children, setting clear expectations can be approached through assertive language. So instead of saying, "Don't make a mess," frame it by saying, "When you are done playing, let's keep our play area tidy by putting our toys away." Clear expectations instill a sense of responsibility and collaboration. And as children grow older, involving them in setting expectations can be empowering. During a family meeting, discuss household rules and expectations together. Allow your child to express their opinions and concerns, fostering a sense of ownership and maintaining a happier family environment. Well, that wraps up today's episode. Remember, assertive communication is listening to hear, not to reply. The benefits within your family are builds trust, helps children understand their emotions, problem solving, a positive self-image, and sets healthy boundaries. The ways to use assertive communication are to actively listen, choose your words wisely, and set clear expectations and boundaries. Parenting is a constant learning curve, and the first step towards positive change is taking responsibility for your actions. Remember, there's a way out of the cycle of frustration, anger, and guilt. By being accountable and learning the essential skills of assertive communication, conflict resolution, and setting healthy boundaries, you can create a nurturing environment for your family to thrive. Thank you, listeners, for embarking on this journey with me today. Your time and attention are precious, and I am truly grateful that you chose to spend them with the Parenting Youngsters podcast. Your support and engagement mean the world to me. As I bring this episode to a close, I invite you to listen to my podcast, Parenting Youngsters, which drops every Thursday. Discover strategies for positive parenting. Embark on a journey of self-discovery. And join me as I navigate the complexities of parenting to build stronger family bonds and self-esteem. Next week's episode delves into the topic of those all-important setting healthy boundaries. Remember, the conversation doesn't end here. Head over to my website at parentingyoungsters.com, where you can share your thoughts and continue the dialogue. There's always time to rewrite your family story. Break free from patterns that no longer serve you, and create a home filled with love, understanding, and unwavering support. I'm here to guide you every step of the way. Now here's your tip of the week. It's called the 5 senses check-in. When talking to your child, use the 5 senses. What did they see? Hear, smell, taste, and touch during the day. This helps to make the conversation more lively. Until next time, what is one thing you are grateful for?